the Mishnah tells you that what? The Mishnah says, when do you read Kriyat Shema in the evening? When the Kohanim go in to eat their truma. Okay? That's good if you know when the Kohanim go in to eat truma. So that's what the Gemara says. When do the Kohanim go to eat truma? Go ahead. Seis HaKochavim. They eat the truma from Seis HaKochavim. So then just say Seis HaKochavim. So just say from Seis HaKochavim. No, it's Mamar Shach. Do you know when the Kohanim? Do we know when Kohanim eat the truma? We have to, otherwise it's not going to help us to tell us that you say Kriyat Shema when the Kohanim go to eat truma, right? So it's not teaching us when the Kohanim go to eat truma. That we know already. If we don't know when the Kohanim eat truma, then it's not going to help us at all, right? So what's it adding? Just say from Tzeis. Good.
So, no, so
So it's telling us something, Agav Orcha, that what? That the Kohanim eat Truma at Seis HaKochavim. That's not true. It's not really telling us that, right? We know that already. If we don't know that already, then we don't have anything, right? So we have to know the Kohanim eat at Seis HaKochavim. Otherwise, it's not helpful. Right? So what does it mean? V'hakamash malon de kapara lo makva. That's what the chiddush is. That's what's coming to teach us. That the kapara is not makiv. How does it come to teach us that? It's not so clear. How does it come to teach us that? Alright, so that's what the Rashba tries to clarify. Right? Okay, so the Rosh was learning, how does it come to teach you this? By using it as a simon, right? By saying that when the Kohanim eat truma is a simon for when you can say Kriyat Shema, right? He says if there was any ambiguity about it, it wouldn't be a good simon. So from the fact that the Mishnah's using it as a simon, that shows you that it must be simon-like. And it's only going to be simon-like if it's 100% clear. So if there's some Kohanim who can't eat till the morning and some Kohanim who can eat at night, it wouldn't be something that you would choose as a simon. Right? So it's from the fact that it uses it as a simon is what tells you that it's absolute. Correct? That's what you deduce from that. That's what the Mishnah is trying to tell you. That Seis HaKochavim for the Kohanim is something that's absolute and can be used as a symbol. Correct? Go ahead. Right. So he clarifies, but we're not learning from this Mishnah that they can eat. He doesn't really mean kachim, he means truma. Right, that they can eat truma. You're not learning that they can eat truma at Seis HaKochavim from this Mishnah, because on the contrary, we're learning about Kriyat Shema from this. Right?
Eli Tzeis HaKochavim Nachilas Kachim Merubah Hashem Shvitzari Alpinan.
We'll learn that from somewhere else, right? We know from the pasuk that the kohen eats truma at Seis. That's what we see later on in the Gemara. But the Mishnah is telling you the kulu achli, that they all eat, right? Upirush lishna hachi kamashmalan, hachi ha kamashmalan de kol kahani emas kachli v'truma mishas Seis HaKochavim. Okay? That's what I'm gonna show you. That's the diuk. Otherwise it wouldn't be a good sign. Yeah. Okay, so what are the facts? What's this brings up the inyan of Mechusa Kapara. Right? This brings up the inyan of the Mechusa Kapara. So what are the dinim over here? Anybody have a chance to figure that out? There's three things. That's what the Rabbeinu Nisim goes through at length. Right? But like pages. He goes on pages. Pages and pages on this. I mean, he doesn't get much per page. Not fair, you know. they were given him more, maybe we would have done it all on one page. But as it's printed, it's pages. So what is the basic idea here? Let's get the basic facts straight. Who wants to... You want to tell us? There's three psukim, right? It's basically the Gemara in Yevamos. Right. Okay, so this is in Emor, right? It's talking about the Isser of a Kohen to eat Kachim, right? Ish v'zera aron v'litzeru ozov b'kadoshim lo yochal alash yitor. Okay, when the gave b'chol t'mei nefesh o ish shir yet shir teitzi v'menu shichvas zera. What's that? So what's it saying over here? That what? That the Kohen can't eat Kodshim ad asher yitar. Until he becomes tor. Then it continues the next pasuk. Right, then it goes into everybody else, right? It's the end of the first pasuk. Oh, ishir yiga b'chol sheretz asher yitmalo. Oh, ba'adam asher yitmalo. L'chol tumaso. Nefesh shirtiga bo v'toma adorev. Okay, anyone who touches him is tamei until the evening. V'lo yocham in a kodshim ki imrochatz besoro b'mayim. So that's the first pasuk, right? That pasuk tells you that what? That rechitas besoro, rochatz besoro means mikvah, and it's telling you after you go into the mikvah, you can eat kachim. V'lo yochal min ha-kachim ki im rochatz besoro b'mayim. Right? It's mashma that right after that you can eat. Correct? But then it says, uvo ha-shemesh v'toyer v'achar yochal min ha-kachim. So it's a contradiction. Then the next pasuk says, no, it's not enough to go into the mikvah. Right? It's not enough to go into the mikvah. But what? You need the bo hashemesh v'toyer, and then you can eat kachim. Okay. And then where's the third pasuk? Third pasuk is by the isha. Right. And then there's a third pasuk. It says by the yoledes. It says by the yoledes v'chipar leha kohen v'tohera. What does that mean? That means carbon. Okay, so that's the problem. You have three psukim. That's what the Gemara in Yevamos goes through, right? That there's three psukim. One pasuk says tevila alone is metayer. Another pasuk says the sun setting is metayer after the tevila. And the third pasuk says the bringing of the korban is what's metayer. Who brings a korban? What does it mean that you need to bring? What does it mean to bring a carbon here? Mechusi kippurim. Okay, there are certain cases where the yoledes, right, the zava, and the mitzora, right? They're tamei. That's a certain type of that's a tuma. And aside for going to the mikvah. And the setting of the sun, they need to bring a carbon before their tar. Okay. So that's what the Gemara in Yevamos clarifies. What are the three levels over here of tumah and tara? So go ahead. So he summarizes it. Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. Okay, so the Gemara Yevamos explains like this. Says that there's three levels. Okay, Toval ve'ola. If a person goes to the mikvah, he can eat Meiser. Now, what does that mean, Meiser? Does anybody know? That means Meiser Sheni. Okay, Meiser Sheni is it's from your own crops, right? And there's a mitzvah to bring it to eat it in Yerushalayim. Okay, you have to eat it b'tara. So whatever kind of tumah you have, right? Tumas Sheretz, those types of. So what's the din? Says immediately after you go through the mikvah, you can eat the Meiser Sheni. Okay, that's one level. Next. That's Tov of Allah, Zochel Meiser. Harif Shimsho, Ochel Betruma. But that person could not eat Truma right after he goes to the mikvah. He has to wait for the sun to go down. Okay? So right, go ahead. And then Hevi Kaparoso Ochel Bekachim. Let's say he's a Kohen. The Kohen who's a Zov. So he has to bring a carbon. Okay, as part of the Tara. So immediately after the Tevila and the Mikvah, he would not be Metame Maaser Sheni anymore. Right? But he couldn't eat Truma. He couldn't eat Truma. Right? Then after the day is over, Harav Shemesh, then he can eat Truma. Alright? But he still can't eat Kachim. And then when he brings his carbon, now he can eat Kachim. Okay? So the Gemara says, how do you know this? How do you know there are these three layers, three levels? Go ahead. Right. So one pasuk says that it's tali and rechitza, rochas b'sarav mayim. So something, the tara of something, is tali and rechitza. Ksiv, and then it says ubo shemesh. So there's something else that's tali in what yitzia in seisak kavim. And then there's another pasuk that says that the Tara is tali in Hakravas carbon. Right? So which one is that? Ve'elu amikros, hayunir, and kisosin says, right, it's a stira. What makes the, what is the matayer? Is it the rechitza of amayim? Is it hair of shemesh? Or is it kapara? Or is it the carbon? Right? Go ahead. Right, so Chazal teach us, it depends on what you're engaged with. In terms of Truma, in terms of, what's the first one? He a pasuk arishon shetala bo adavar berachitza b'vad whom yuchad lemaisa. That's maisa. All right. Va pasuk hasheni shetzrichu lebias hashemesh whom yuchad letruma. That's truma. Ova kodesh hamizbeach ein mutlo lochlon elim kain hevi kapara shumischayev bo vazdei kaparaso gemura. But the person still can't eat kudshim until he brings his kapara. Alright? So that's the chiddush of this. So that's what the chiddush of this mission. That's what the mission is coming to teach you. That what? That don't think someone who's chayiv in a karbon, a mechusar kippurim, don't think what? Well, let's see. Don't think what? Kamash malon de kapara lo ma'akva. Don't think that this person has to wait until he brings his karban to be mutter in truma. Ubo Hashem is retoyer. Biyashim shom ma'akvaso milechol b'truma. Ve'ein kaparaso ma'akvaso milechol b'truma. Yeah. All right. So it's something. I mean, we should look into this a little bit. What is the idea of here? Well, how does this work? I mean, how does it work? You tame or yitar. I mean, you can be in various states. We got to be this yitar. We got to be that yitame. Right? Yeah. So what do you say here? So one thing, just factually, we should note that he goes on and on to explain that Maaser Sheni is the most is the most makel, right? And in terms of kedusha, the restrictions in the gavra are connected the kedusha in the chafter. Okay, so Maaser Sheni has the lowest level of kedusha. You could be podet with money. Anybody can eat it, really, right? It has the lowest level of kedusha. So that, or all that requires, is tevila. I mean, we still have to understand what's going on. We still have to try to define this a little bit. But all that requires is tevila. Okay, and then truma is the next level of kedusha. So that requires more. Requires Harav Shemesh, whatever that is, right? And then Kudshim is the highest level of Kedusha. That requires even Havos Kaparoso. Okay? Alright. Now this Gemara is dealing with, this Gemara is saying there was a Havamina. There's a Havamina that what? That a person who is a Zov, let's say, and he goes to the mikvah in the day, right? What's he called, by the way, when he goes to the mikvah during the day? Tvul Yom. That's what we call Tvul Yom. What does a Tvul Yom mean? It means he was Tovel that day, right? He went to the mikvah that day. So a Tvul Yom can eat Maaser Sheni, right? But a Tvul Yom cannot eat Truma. Correct? Okay. But there's a Havamina here that even though we say Harav Shemesh is Matir in Achilas Truma, that would only be so if a person didn't also have to bring a Korban. Right? But if he had to bring a Korban as well, then he would not be able to eat the truma until the next day when he brings his korban. Kamash malon, that even though he's chayav in a korban for kudshim, that has nothing to do with the heter of truma. The heter of truma is still harav shemesh. Okay. Yeah, okay, so first of all, so Rashi says what? Mishas tseisa kochavim. What does Rashi say? Shehu gemar bias hashemesh. Right? That's the end of the bias hashemesh. Kidiyolof lekomen. What's bias hashemesh mean?
Sunset.
Why does that mean? Why is that called bias hashemesh? Why is that bias hashemesh?
Depends where you're standing.
Depends where you're standing. But normally we would favor where we're standing. Here comes the sun. Doesn't people don't think it means it's setting? There it goes. It's totally reversed in our minds, right? The coming and the going of the sun. Any explanations? Anybody have any explanations? No. I'm sure it bothered everybody. Okay, so here's the price of that. What? Says, how do you know? So the Bryce says, Ubo Hashemesh v'toher. That what? The sun sets v'toher. What does it mean, v'toher? Don't know. Plain Pshat means he's tohar, right? That's the way they were darshaning it before. After the sun sets, he can eat truma, right? So it shows you that Kamash Malon, that what? It shows you that's the Braisa. Braisa says, you see, since it says Ubo Hashemesh V'toher, that the heter of Truma is totally completely on Bias Shimsho, not what? Not Kapora. It's interesting how it's a personal Shemesh, right? Bias Shimsho, his son. Go ahead. So now, according to Rashi, what's the Gemara's question? Umimai dehayu bo Hashemesh bias Hashemesh. How do you know that when it says, what's the Gemara doing according to Rashi? What's the Gemara doing?
maybe the pasuk means something else.
Right, it's questioning the Brisa. It's questioning the drasha of the Brisa. According to Rashi, the Gemara is questioning the drasha of the Brisa. The Brisa is saying you can derive from the pasuk that it's just bias Hashemesh and not kapara. How is that so clear to the Brisa? How does the Brisa know for sure that ubo Hashemesh means the setting of the sun, and v'toher means tohar yumo? What does Torah Yuma mean? What does that mean? From here. This line. I mean, my da'ayu bo shemesh b'yos ha-shemesh v'hayu v'torah Torah Yuma. How do you know it means what? The setting of the sun and what? And the day is completely wiped out. Right? The day is completely wiped out, which is referring to what? Tzeis, correct? How do you know that this pasuk is referring to tzeis? Past day is wiped out, right? Gemar bias Hashemesh. It means ubo Hashemesh v'toher. It means it's the gemar, the full bias Hashemesh. Ubo Hashemesh v'toher yuma. The full bias Hashemesh occurs. The whole past day is gone. How do you know that's what it means? Dilma, what? Go ahead. Maybe it means, go ahead, Biasoro, Rashi.
Dilma Biasoro, Shiar Hashem.
Rashi is difficult here, right? Maybe it means Biasoro. Now what? That the sun rises on the eighth day. Maybe it's referring to sunrise on the eighth day. Right? And what does it mean, v'toyer? V'yitar. Ha'ish atzmo. V'avos korbanosov. V'yachal yochal. As Rashi's learning, the question on the Brisa is exactly keneged what the Brisa is proving. The Brisa is trying to prove that kaparos, that the kaparos is not ma'akev from v'bo Hashemesh v'toyer. Rashi says, no, you could read the pasuk the other way. You could read the pasuk that he goes to the mikvah on he's talking about a zav, so the zav goes to the mikvah on the seventh day or zava and brings the korban on the eighth, right? So maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. When can the zav and the yoledes, when can they eat truma, when are they tohar? The next day, when the sun comes up, and they bring the korban. Go ahead. Okay, so Rashi goes like this: that the Gemara says, if that's the case, why does it say it should say v'yitar? Meaning what? According to Rashi, lashon tzivoy should say lashon tzivoy. It should say because it's not an automatic thing. It's not an automatic thing. It's not a bo Hashemesh v'yitar. It's not a bo Hashemesh v'toyer. So you can't say the sun rises and the guy is tohar. Because if you're going to learn ubo Hashemesh, you're talking about sunrise, that's exactly what it's telling you. It's telling you you're not tohar until you bring the carbon. Right? So it shouldn't be a lashon of just a passive thing. The sun comes up and the gavur is tohar. Right, you can say that by ubo Hashemesh v'toyer, by sunset, you can say that's what happens. That's what it means. When the sun goes down and the day is gone, that's a passive thing. But if you're going to be talking about the sunrise, then v'toyer has to be talking about the gavra. And it means that the gavra is not tar until he brings his carbon. So it should be ubo Hashemesh, and he should be metayer himself. Right? So then it should be a lashon tzivoy. My v'toyer. So that's what it shows you, Torah Yuma. Kedamri Inshi, Yer of Shimsha, V'idki Yuma. And Idki Dochi is the same Lashon as Torah. Right? Lashon Ovar, V'nifne min Olam, Hashemesh. The sun is gone. The sun is completely gone. Okay, so what do you say about this Havmina? What do you say this Havmina Maskana? According to Rashi, it's what? According to Rashi, this Gemara is a Havmina Maskana. According to Rashi, the Gemara is questioning the very chiddush that that kapara is not makif. So let's think about that a little bit. What do you say over here? Is kapara makif? What are these three levels over here? In other words, it's a question in Harav Shemesh, right? It's a question in what's the tara of Harav Shemesh and Karba, right? According to the Avamina, Harav Shemesh would not help if you have to bring a Karba. Maskan is no Harav Shemesh is always good, right? This is simply factually that's the case. Okay, so let's just understand. Let's just understand what's the basic idea of Harav Shemesh. I mean, the person went to the mikvah. What more is there? Forget about the carbon case. Let's just take the regular case of Harav Shemesh. Person went to the mikvah today, right? And it's effective. I mean, in terms of Maaser Sheni, we say he's tar. So it was a tara. So what does it mean the sun has to go down? What kind of an idea is that? What does the sun going down have to do with his tumah tara? That's just an astronomical event. What is the idea that you're not going to be tar until the sun sets? What's the relationship between the sun setting and your being tar? I understand the relationship between being the mikvah. The mikvah is a mitayer. But since when is the sunset a mitayer? What does that mean? Take a look. Yes, take a look in the Rabbeinu Gersh, Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. He has an interesting explanation of here. On Gimel. It's on Gimel. He says, it's like in the wide lines, okay, it's in the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down, where he says, U'bezeh hiskin Hatiko Nistru Osan Aksuvim Sheskarnu Lafia Pirish Shapirshum Razal. See that part? Sort of in the middle. Huh? Did I count that right? Certainly close enough. Got it?
Yep.
So like this, Lafishiesh Latame Gimel Shemos. There are three names. There are three names to a Tame. Tame Vitulyom Umchusukipurim. There are three different names. You have it on there? Wow. On Gimel Amalaf, yeah. In Rabbeinu Nissim? What is that? Lefishiyesh L'tame. Okay. Lefishiyesh L'tame Gimel Shemos. So there are three names. What are the three names? Tame, Tful Yom, and Mechusa Kippurim. Okay. Each one of those is a shame of Tame. All right. So let's see if we can differentiate the shemos of tamei. V'yesh l'tara gimel devarim shegarmin lo. So there are three shemos of tuma, three shemos of tamei, and there are three methods of tara. Tvila, right? There are three things that cause tara. Tvila, the hair of Shemesh, Vavos Karbon. Alright? Now, Vatame Hushinitma Vadayan Lotovo. So the Tame is the one who became Tame and has not yet gone to the mikvah. Varehu Osir Liga Bacholdova, Shinikra Kodesh. Klal. He can't touch anything that has the shame Kodesh on it at all. Afilu B'maiser. V'koshkin B'mashu L'mala Himenu. Certainly things that are above it. Vim hu ose rishon shegorim litara. Yeah, if he does the first thing that's gorim tara, right? Shehiya tvila. Okay. Im tovo kiroi ukahalacha hutar luchal. He doesn't like the aleph and the contraction. No. He has a contraction. Huta luchal v'maiser miyad. V'afapisha, dayan lo boh shemesh. So he's allowed to eat maiser right away. He has the full shame tame, and he does the first level of tara, which is tevila. He can eat maiser sheni right away. Kedikas rachmana v'lo yofam in akachim kim rachatz. V'yosur mimenu shame tame. See? He's defining things over you already. So what did he do? What happened? He removed the shame tameh. Okay? He removed the shame tameh. V'chozer lehikros tvoyom. Now he has a new shame. Now his shame is tvoyom. So the shame tameh means you can't eat anything that has a shame kodesh. Right? The shame tameh means you can't eat anything with the shame kodesh. Even ma'aser sheni, which is very kal. But once you go to the mikvah, once you tovel, then you removed a shame tumah. Now you have a new shame. What's your shame? Tvul yom. V'adayin hu aser b'truma v'kodshim v'afibum nogaben hu metamon. Okay, tvul yom d'raisa hu d'chzivu bo Hashem shetover. Tovel avol lo yu mitamin. Okay, fine. They don't in turn metami other things. Now let's go a little further. He says, "Yeah, sorry. Go ahead."
Is it a new shame? It's like
it's a new shame.
Was taken away.
That's right.
And goes back to being.
No, Tvul Yom means he was tovel today. Can't be have that shame before. No. Means he turns. He turns back to now be called Tvul Yom.
What do you mean back to? For the first time?
When he comes out of the mikvah, he turns around, he's a Tvul Yom. Okay. Now he's like this. He can not as a Tvul Yom, he can postle Truma. Postles it. That's a technical terminology. The difference between posel and tameh is tameh means it can be metameh something else. Posel means it's tameh in its own right, but it doesn't metameh anything. They have to go through rams, and that's the terminology. So that's what he means. It's not they are they. He calls it the what he's saying. He says they're not metameh other things. Now hold on. Let's just get the full thing, and then we'll think about it. It's like this. Kevan de toval, right? Kol shole tumaso. See, so like that. Once he's toval, his tumah is weakened. Psula mashri, tamei lo mashri. That means to say that the things he touches are posel, they're not tamei. They can't be metamei other things. V'chol mashri noga bo tful yom mitrumum b'kodshim hu ba'atzmo posel v'ena metamei acherim. Okay, fine. Visa b'gmar demila perakhat zof m'seches para. Okay, fine. Let's get to the next level. Ki tvul yom posel b'kodesh v'metame. Okay, fine. B'taymo shel davar kevan de tovil kol sholei tumaso ve'eno zoz mizeh inyan ach yovo olav ve'eno zoz mizeh inyan. So once he goes to the mikvah, he removes the shame tamei, and now he's a tvul yom. Okay? And he doesn't leave that inyan of a tvul yom, ad she yovo elav hashemesh, v'yetzu akuchovim. He doesn't leave the status of tvul yom until the sun sets and the stars come out. Oz ye mutter lucha b'truma, k'dechasevrachmano, bo hashemesh v'toyer. See, all of this was just to get to this part of the Gemara. The bias shimsho makvaso lucha b'truma. The tanya b'toras kohanim. The tamei erev yochol chol dover tamalom v'tor. Itar yochol chol dover tamalom v'tamei erev. Hakeitzad tor luchulin mi bo'od yom ulatruma mishetechshach. Now here, listen to this. Ula'achar sheyashlim yumo. Ready? Poreach mimenu shem tvul yom. Right? So he goes to the mikvah. He's a tamei. He goes to the mikvah. Now he has the shame of a tvul yom. So what happens? So as Rabbeinu Nissim is explaining, what happens at Harav Shemesh? The shame tvul yom flies away. Why? Shere yom ukvar cholaf. V'ovar, his day is gone. His day is gone. Tvul Yom is a shame in the Yom. So when the Yom is over, that shame is gone. Okay. Ela Nishtayer Olav. Here's the important part. Nishtayer Olav Lahakriv HaKarban Shu Nischayav Bo. So what's left? What's left? He went to the mikvah, he removed the shame tomek. In exchange, he got the shame Tvul Yom. The day is over, and now the shame Tvul Yom is gone. So what's left? What's left? The only thing that's left is an obligation to bring a korban. Ulefika hu nikra mechusa kippurim. Right? That's his shame. Now he has a new shame. Now he has a shame of mechusa kippurim. Vadayin hu aser beklum davar liga beklum davar mikadshei mizbeach ad sheyavi hakapara. So he can't touch kadshim until he brings the kapara. Okay, fine. That's a machlokas. He's chayav kares now. Brings a lot of rias for it. Okay. Okay. So what's the idea of Tvul Yom? So he's trying to define the level. He's trying to explain why it works that that you're allowed to eat the Maaser Sheni right away, then the Truma, and then the Kudshim. So he explains because the Kudshim is the most Chomor, then below it is the Truma, and below it is the Maaser, right? There are levels. There are milos. There are levels of Kedusha. Maaser Sheni is the lowest level, then Truma, then Kudshim. And in the Gavra, there also are levels. Right? The full-fledged Tuma is the Shem Tomei. The Shem Tomei, you can't eat any Kudshim, even the most cow. Then Tvila removes the most chomor shame of Tomei. He's no longer Tomei. What is he? Tvul Yom. So now he can eat the most kal of the kudshim, but not the truma. And then Harav Shemesh, he's no longer as a shame Tomei. He no longer is a shame Tvul Yom. So the only thing he can't do, but he still has a chiyuv of karbanos. So the only thing he can't do is kudshim. Okay, but we still have to. I mean, he's giving a lot. Rabbeinu Nissim is giving a lot. He's giving a whole framework of the way to think about this. But we still have to define it properly.
What's the kolsha of Tumasa? What? Kolsha of Tumasa, when he said that it was...
Kolsha.
Weakened.
Yeah. I mean, that's what... That has to do a little bit with what Starbo was asking. That it's a weakening. It's a weakening. He's going down in levels of Tumah. In other words, going to the mikvah doesn't make him totally tahor, and then he gets a new thing of a tvul yom. It's a new shame. That's what I was saying before to Stauber. It's a new shame, but it's a weakening of the original state of tumah. Right? It's a weakening of the original state, but it's a completely new shame. Can't say the guy who's a tameh is a tameh tvul yom mechusa kippur. That's not his shame. He has a shame tameh. That's the highest level. Okay, so let's just concentrate this. Let me ask this question. In terms of definition. So what's the difference between the Tomei and the Shem Tomei and the Shem Tvul Yom? In Shemos, what's the difference? Definitively, categorically here, what's the difference between the Shem Tomei and the Shem Tvul Yom? Or explain to me the nature of the two. What are they a Shemos of? I mean, can we define this a little better? Yeah.
Well, Shem Tomei is something that's on the Gavra no matter what.
In other words, Tomei is in terms of the Gavra, right? The condition of the Gavra. So we'll say that when he touches the Tumah, right, as a character in the Gavra himself, the Gavra is a shame of Tame. Correct? The Gavra is a shame of Tame. So going to, so now here's the problem. If going to the mikvah removes the shame Tame, so what's left? What's left? I mean, what kind of a change does going to the mikvah make? And why is it incomplete? Right? Does it remove the shame Tame? It does remove the shame Tame. So what's left? I mean, it's like it washes it away 90%, and then you got to let it dry out for the rest of the day, and by the time nighttime comes, it's gone. I mean, that's not the way halacha works.
You read this.
It's like a state. No, it's tameh is like a state in the gavra, right? It's like a condition of the gavra. That's the shame. Shame tameh means he definitively. As a gavra is tameh. Now tevila removes that. Tevila removes that. Can't call him anymore an ish tameh. That would not be accurate, right? But what can't tevila? But what? That's but there's a new shame now. What's the shame? What's the shame? What? The tvoyom. So what's the quality of what's tvoyom? It's not a definition in the gavra anymore. It's not that the tumah defines the gavra anymore, right? We can just speak about it. We want to speak about it simply, not definitively. You'd say like this: the mikvah can remove the shame of the gavra, the shame tumah of the gavra. But the yom. The yom of tvila, is still a relationship to the tuma. Right. In other words, it seems that what the pasuk is telling you is that it's not only removed that tuma, that tara is not just in the shame tuma. Right. But it's a removal from tumah. It's a process of a removal from tumah. Part of the removal, of course, is the shame itself, the shame tumah itself. But on the yom, the yom, this yom is still characterized, in terms of the gavra, as the day that the gavra was osek in removal of tumah. He still is in some regard, associated and qualified by the phenomenon of tumah. In the yom, that's why he says once the day is over, it's parach. The tvul yom is a shame of a gavra who was a mitaya. That itself, is a shame with regard to tumah. Okay, we'll have to think about it. We'll have to think about it a little more. But it still relates to him. But once the day is over, now he's like a new yom, and now he has no history. He has not even a history of tumah in his day. You understand? It's descriptive. It's descriptive here. But he's saying it's not that the day is a mitahir. You understand? It's not that the setting of the sun is a mitahir, but the yom of the tvila is still a remnant of the tumah that you were in. It's still a remnant of the yom. It's still a remnant of the state. You were fixed. You still have the shame now of being rehabilitated today. You understand? That the mikvah can't take away. The mikvah can take away the shame tameh. But it can't take away the fact that in the gavra, he has in this yom he has a shame of a mitahir. That's what a tvul yom is. Tvul yom means on this day you are tovah. You can't undo that unless the day itself is gone. You understand? And then the karbon, having to bring a karbon, is the last remnant of the tumah itself. All right, let's try to discuss a little more tomorrow. But
But you know, that's the way he seems to be setting it up. That there's the shame tame and the gavra, and then the tara is a removal from that. So tevila removes the shame itself, but the yom of the tevila is still a tziruf to the shame tame. So tevila will remove the shame itself, and only the gavra, only the shame tame is asur b'chol kachim. Only the gavra, only the isha tame, meaning as a primary entity of tuma, he can't be involved in any kachim. But once he's tovel, now he removes the shame tame from the gavra. But his association with the tuma still prevents him from being osek in something that has a higher degree of kedusha. But that happens memela once the day is over. Right? It's a new yom in halacha. This day he has no history of tuma. It's interesting. It starts by the morning. I don't know. It starts from the night. Harav Shemesh. Right? Harav Shemesh. Once the last day is over, he has no more. Now this day is completely betara. Right? So he can eat truma. He can eat truma. But the fact that it's still like Ravina Nisim says, nishtayer olav lahakrav karvan. Since the tuma still has a demand on his asiya in terms of kapara, he's not completely removed. He's not completely removed, right? Because why does he have to bring the karban? Because of the shame tuma that existed. So he's not completely removed. We have to think if we can define these three levels a little better. But that's the maskana. But there was a havamina that the shame. This is what we have to think about more. There was a havamina that the fact that the mechusa kippurim would prevent him from from eating truma too. Okay, let's think it over. Okay, think it over. The three levels, and the three levels of tuma and tara. Let's see if we can put them into better definitive categories. Right, but take a look at the Rabbeinu Nissim. I thought it'd be easier if we just go through it together this part.